The city of Fairbanks has launched a new webpage to share and generate information about unsolved murder cases. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, local police are tracking cases ranging from months to decades old.
The new unsolved murder section of the City of Fairbanks website covers 14 cases dating back to 1983 when the city began keeping reliable records. Detective Peyton Meredith updated the city council on the cases, including the murder of John Kaverlik Jr. outside a local bar in May.
This is not a cold case. This is an unsolved case that we're currently working on. I'm 100% confident that we will solve this case. It is a slow It's one of those slow but steady wins the race cases. We're getting there. It's only been a couple of months.
Detective Meredith also pointed to a few other cases he says city police have made progress on, including the killing of Edward Sigvayaguk at a camp off a local road in 2004.
Edward Sigvayaguk, I know who killed him. I'll be blunt, honest right now. That case needs to be resubmitted to the district attorney's office, period.
Meredith described the 2003 murder of Phila Avery, who was found shot dead off the old Richardson Highway, as the most solvable of the cold cases.
It's going to take some time. It takes a little bit of effort. We know where the suspect is. There's a lot of evidence in that case. It's just missing kind of that one little piece to put it all together.
Three city police detectives are responsible for investigating unsolved cases, as well as all other violent crimes in the city of Fairbanks, a workload that often leaves little time for the older cases. Meredith described what motivates the detectives.
Finding justice for these families, and not only the victims, but their parents, their brothers and sisters that we stay in contact with.
City spokeswoman Amber Courtney stressed that police can only share case information with the public that does not endanger detectives' ability to investigate. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.